Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and we have a great show for you today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter and I'm hungry. Today's topic is home.
And our title is What's for Dinner? What's for Dinner? Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned about recipes. Rob likes to stir-fry things. Oh, I love stir-fry. It tastes great with rice.
Yes, it does. Me too. Well, today we're going to learn more about cooking and food. Here's our Read It with Peter.
Linda doesn't cook, but she has a stove and an oven. Taylor can find a recipe for her. Linda can try it. Rob tried a spicy beef and peppers recipe, but it didn't turn out very well. The beef was dry and tough, but he's excited. He signed up for a cooking class.
Thank you, Peter. So Linda doesn't like to cook. Hey, I think you are a little bit like Linda, right?
Actually, not really. I like to cook. Do you think my cooking is bad, Marie?
Well, maybe a little. Maybe you need more practice.
Okay, well, we will talk about it today, and I think we'll learn a lot. Friends, do you like to cook? What do you think?
Well, I really like to cook. Hey, do you guys like to cook? What kinds of food do you like to cook? You can think about that during our lesson. First, let's go to Christina. She will show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是烹饪。Linda 平常很少在家煮东西，不过她在家里有炉子也有烤箱，不论是瓦斯炉或者是电炉都叫 stove。Linda has a stove at home. 另外 oven 就是烤箱， she also has an oven。所以 Taylor 想帮 Linda 找一些好的食谱，或许 Linda 可以试试看自己煮东西吃。Rob 做了一道辣的青椒牛肉，牛肉是 beef. He tries to cook a beef dish. 至于青椒就是 pepper， 是可数名词，复数是 peppers。另外青椒或者是其他颜色的彩椒也都是 pepper。Rob cooked beef with peppers.吃过新菜色之后 ,Rob 对烹饪产生了兴趣，于是他去报名参加烹饪班。报名或注册去参加某种课程可以用片语 sign up for something. Rob signed up for a cooking class.
Why don't you cook?
I can't cook. I burn everything.
Some of these recipes are really easy.Even you could make them.
Really? I'm terrible in the kitchen.
Now, Linda, do you have a stove?
Yes, of course.
Do you have an oven?
Yes.
Then you can cook. Let's find a recipe for you.
The first thing Linda asks Taylor is,Why don't you cook? Peter, why do you think some people don't cook?
Well, maybe they didn't learn when they were young, or they might just burn everything.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Linda doesn't cook because she can't cook. She says, I burn everything. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, burn.
Linda 说她不太会烹饪，任何食物到她手中都会烧焦。她说 I burn everything. 有没有注意到动词 burn? 我们过去学到 burn 这个字都是燃烧的意思，不过在实际生活中很多地方都可以用 burn 这个动词。比如说当燃烧用的时候，你可以说 They burned all the trash. 他们烧掉所有的垃圾。如果把鸡肉烧焦了，可以说 I burned the chicken.如果出门去太阳太大被晒伤，可以说 He got burned in the sun. 最后如果是喝了一口汤很烫，把嘴烫伤了，就可以说 The hot soup burned my lips. 你看 burn 这个字它的用途真的很广哦。
Thank you, Christina. Well, you know, last week I had some toast in the toaster, but I forgot about it, so it burned. Oh, it smelled bad in my kitchen, and I had to throw that toast away.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think that's happened to all of us before. Well, since Linda can't cook, Taylor tries to help her. She shows her some recipes.
Yeah, Linda's...She can try cooking on her stove. A stove is used for cooking. It becomes hot when you turn it on. That's where you cook the food.
That's right. We use pots and pans to cook with on the stove. I cook fish, noodles, and soup on my stove. You don't use your stove too much, Peter, right?
No, and especially not in the summer because it is so hot and it will heat up my kitchen. So I don't usually use my stove too much.
Well, that makes sense. All right, well, Linda also has an oven. What is an oven, Peter?
Oh, an oven is used for baking things and roasting things like chicken. I have an oven, but I'm not using that either right now.
Oh, well, you should, because you can make cookies, cake, and pizza in an oven. I use my oven all the time.
Well, Taylor thinks she should do it. She can find a recipe.
Let's find a recipe for you.
No, let's find a recipe for you, and then you'll cook it for me.
You know, Peter, we just said today's
calendar phrase.
Let's find a recipe.
Let's find a recipe.
让我们来找个食谱。
I'm hungry. I want fried chicken.
Let's find a recipe.
And I want potatoes.
Let's find a recipe.
And I want bread.
Let's find a recipe.
But I want to eat right away.
Let's find a fast food restaurant.
Yeah!
Let's find a recipe.
Let's find a recipe.
让我们来找个食谱。
Hi, Rob. What did you cook last night?
I tried a new recipe. I cooked spicy beef with peppers.
And how did it turn out?
Not very well. It didn't taste very good.
Why didn't it taste good?
The beef was dry and tough.
I'm sorry. Some recipes just aren't very good.
I know. That was one of them.
Yum! Beef! That comes from a cow, and it tastes great grilled on the barbecue.Or in soup, or with rice. And it's good with peppers, too.
Peppers? Ew, I don't like peppers. They are too spicy for me.
Yeah, peppers are spicy, but, you know, some are not too spicy. I love peppers. I eat them all the time. There are green ones, there are red ones, and there are yellow peppers, too.
Oh, well, how do you like to eat your peppers?
Well, sometimes you can eat them fresh. You don't have to cook them. Other ones that are spicy, you cook in your food, or you can add them to your meal.
That's right. So how did Rob's food turn out? Before we find out, let's go to Christina to learn more about turn out.
Rob 试着做了一道新菜 ，Susie 问他结果怎么样了 ？How did it turn out？ 当我们要描述一件事情结果如何的时候，就可以用动词片语 turn out， 比如 things turned out okay in the end， 结果最后事情进行的还不错 ，The interview turned out great， 结果面试进行的很棒。后面也可以接子句，比如我原先以为会议是在星期二，结果是在星期三。It turned out that it's on Wednesday. 所以请你也试试看用 turn out 造三个句子吧。
Well, Rob's food didn't turn out so well, right? And I think if he cooked it better, it might have turned out better.
That's true. Well, my food turns out perfect every time.
Well, that's because you're such a good cook, Marie.
That's true, too.
Well, so Rob's food didn't taste very good. Susie asks him, why didn't it taste good? Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point. If you want to ask someone why he didn't do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, why didn't you go to the party? Or why didn't you speak English to him? Got it? Then go ahead and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So when we use the word why, we are asking a question. So why didn't Rob's food taste good? Well, the answer is because the beef was dry and tough. It wasn't a good recipe, I guess.
Aw, well, that's too bad Rob's food didn't turn out so well. Maybe I'll give him a recipe.
That's a good idea. Well, friends, why don't we take a short break? We'll be back after this. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break. We are talking about cooking and food, two of my favorite things.
So, how did you learn how to cook so well?
Well, when I was in high school, I took cooking classes. I learned how to prepare food and cook it perfectly. You know, Peter, you should take some cooking classes.
Hey,
I think it will be good for you.
That's a good idea. Maybe I can join Rob. I'll have to talk to him after this. Well, friends, let's go to our last conversation today. We can watch it together.
You looked excited about something.
I am. I'm going to take a cooking class.
Great. Where?
At the supermarket. Did you know they have cooking classes?
No, I didn't.
Well, I signed up for one. It's an Italian cooking class.
Fun. After you take the class, you can invite me over for dinner.
Sure, and I'll share the recipes with you.
Rob is very excited. He is going to take a cooking class at the supermarket. Peter, can you tell us what a supermarket is?
Sure. This is the place you get your groceries, like your eggs, milk, bread, and butter.
That's right. If you go into a supermarket, you can see aisles and aisles of food. And they are usually very big, too.
I go to the supermarket maybe every week because I need to get fresh food to eat. How often do you shop at the supermarket? Talk about it with a friend.
Rob is taking a cooking class at the supermarket. He signed up for one.
Oh, he signed up. So that means he is going to join the class. Maybe I should sign up too.
You should, Peter. That's a good idea. Well, let's talk more about this. You sign up for things like special classes or activities. If you are interested in something, sign up and give it a try.
Now, did you ever sign up for something?
I did. When I lived in Korea, I signed up for Korean classes. It was an 18-month language program from Monday to Friday for 4 hours every day.
Wow. So, yes, when you take a class or join something like a class, you sign up for it. It's like signing your name.
Rob signed up for an Italian cooking class. Oh, I love Italian food.
Me too. Italian food is from, that's right, Italy. Things like spaghetti and pizza are Italian foods.
Yeah, and Mexican food. Mexican food is from Mexico, and American food is from America. Peter and I love American food because, well, we're from America.
Well, I love our keywords because I teach on Let's Talk in English. Friends, let's try reviewing our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Stove. Stove. She cooked dinner on the stove.
Oven. Oven. I will bake something in the oven.
Beef. Beef. Do you want to eat beef or chicken?
Pepper. Pepper. I like to eat peppers.
Sign up. Sign up. Jim signed up for an English class. Friends, make sure to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Why don't you cook?
I can't cook. I burn everything.
Some of these recipes are really easy. Even you could make them.
Really? I'm terrible in the kitchen.
Now, Linda, do you have a stove?
Yes, of course.
Do you have an oven?
Yes.
Then you can cook. Let's find a recipe for you.
Hi, Rob. What did you cook last night?
I tried a new recipe. I cooked spicy beef with peppers.
And how did it turn out?
Not very well. It didn't taste very good.
Why didn't it taste good?
The beef was dry and tough.
I'm sorry. Some recipes just aren't very good.
I know. That was one of them.
You look excited about something, Rob.
I am. I'm going to take a cooking class.
Great. Where?
At the supermarket. Did you know they have cooking classes?
No, I didn't.
Well, I signed up for one. It's an Italian cooking class.
Fun. After you take the class, you can invite me over for dinner.
Sure. And I'll share the recipes with you.
Ginger, are you still cooking?
Yes, Monkey Man. I like cooking, and you like eating. So, this soup is for you.
But, Ginger, I'm still sick from yesterday's food.
Don't worry, Monkey Man. This recipe is from a popular cookbook.
Oh, okay. So, what's in the soup?
Beef and peppers.
Oh, that's good. What else?
Carrots and potatoes.
Anything else?
Yes, a few other delicious things. Taste it. You'll like it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ginger, there's a rock in my soup.
I know. That's in the recipe.
Where did you get this recipe?
From a book called Stone Soup.
Ginger, that's not a cookbook. That's a storybook.
Oh, well, try it. I think it's delicious.
Wrong password. Let me try this password. Oh no, wrong again. What can I do? Oh, hi everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I am trying to log onto a website online, but I can't remember my password. What can I do? Oh, I know. there's a link at the bottom of the page. It says, need help? Yes, I do. Maybe I can make a new password if I click here. Let me see. Okay.
Most people have many passwords. We use passwords and passcodes to log onto things like our computers, our cell phones, our emails, and even Facebook. Passwords keep our information and our accounts safe. But what makes a good password? First, passwords should be easy to remember, but not easy to guess. How can you make a password hard to guess? First, don't use the same password for everything. This is not safe. Next, make your password at least 8 characters long, but the longer the better. Longer passwords are harder to guess. Include numbers, capital letters, and symbols in a password. You can even use symbols to replace letters. For example, you can use the number 1 or an exclamation point to replace the letter L, or the dollar sign to replace the letter S. All these things will make your password more unique and harder to guess.
Whew! I was able to set a new password, and now I can log on to my site. I should write down my password, but I can't leave it where people can find it. I must hide my password someplace safe. Where will I hide it? I can't tell you. Alright, friends, be safe. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. So we talked all about food yesterday and today. We learned that peppers taste spicy. Peter, what are some things that taste sweet?
Okay, sweet. Oh, things like candy and cookies and ice cream and cake. Those things taste sweet. So what things taste salty?
Pizza, hot dogs, french fries, hamburgers, they are all salty foods. Wow, different foods taste very different.
Yeah, and that's why we enjoy food so much. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you again for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.